Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Welcome back to Drive Time with me, Barry Lenehan. In other news now, 4 in 5 longer-serving teachers say they couldn't afford to enter the profession today, according to a stark new survey by the Teachers Union of Ireland. As calls grow for urgent action to tackle the teacher supply crisis, Education Minister Helen McEntee says teachers will now be able to gain a permanent contract a year earlier. Well, let's hear now from the TUI President, David Waters. Thanks very much for joining us in Drive Time, David. What's your reaction to this move from Helen McEntee?
Well, look, it's a very welcome one. I mean, we have suggested, and it was in our written proposal to the minister, that a one-year CID come into play because of the stark nature of the recruitment and retention crisis. And I'm delighted that she is accepting our proposal. I mean, it is a TUI idea. Unfortunately, now she hasn't really gone as far as we would like. We think it should be available to people even in their start who have done a year service already. Judging from what I've seen, it's only for people who will start the following year in 2026. But look, it's a step in the right direction because so far over the last 10 years, we have seen no action in the teacher recruitment and retention crisis. And so look, at least it is something, and is at least she's starting to listen to us.
Too little, too late, as you say, 10 years, this crisis, we now have it.
Yeah, like, I mean, we've warned about this for a long time. I've been on a lot of meetings talking about this. And the worst thing is we've given lots of solutions to how they could alleviate the crisis. Look, this is a start. It is 10 years too late, but at least it is something. It is not in the form we would like, but it is something which I do welcome. And that the fact that they're starting to listen to TUI ideas, maybe they'll start listening to the other things, like to try and get the teachers who are abroad home and to start having the training, the PME as well. And we might actually start getting teachers in every classroom. I mean, if the minister wants a true legacy, I think that's it. Get teachers in every classroom, and then we might actually be able to implement a lot of the reforms that we all want to see.
Tell me more about this new survey you have today. 78% of your longer serving teachers say they wouldn't be able to afford to become a teacher today. Where's the cost hitting them most?
Yeah, look, that's very stark. I mean, look, obviously all of this is in the context of an affordability and an accommodation crisis across the country. But I mean, the main issue is that the PME, which is the teacher training program that new teachers do, was upped to 2 years. It used to be 1 year until 2014. So that now adds, you know, it could cost you 12,000 to 15,000 euro now to become a teacher, to do those 2 years. And, you know, that completely prices out a lot of people from in the market to become teachers, who we want to become teachers. Not to mention, if you maybe have industry experience and you want to come to teach later on in life, I mean, you might be able to save up for 1 year, but 2 years, I mean, that's impossibility for now, most. And 15 grand is an awful lot.
The Department of Education, in response to your survey today, we received a statement, a spokesperson for the minister pointing out how teaching remains an attractive career choice, with 6% of first choice CAO applications for primary or post-primary teaching. And they also point out that the maximum salary of a teacher rises to 85,000 euro.
Yeah, okay, well, there's 2 points to that. One, yes, we have lots of people going into to do the teaching programme, but they're not staying in Ireland. They're going abroad to places like Dubai and Australia. We've about 4,500 teachers, quality trained teachers over there, but they're not staying here because the conditions aren't attractive enough. Now, I know you mentioned the salary there on the
top end. Which is what the department is mentioning, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's important to mention that teachers have the longest incremental pay scale out of any public servants, about 27 points. And secondly, only about 26% of teachers start on full-time hours. Most teachers start, like, if you're talking about 3/4 of teachers start on part-time hours, and low hours at that, and only 11% of them start on a permanent contract. So, I mean, yes, after 27 years, you might have a very good salary, but you will have gone through years and years of part-time work, and it takes an awful lot to get up there. And even in your early stages, I mean, most people get into teaching at the age of 25 or 26. I mean, to be able to afford to live is quite difficult if you have like a half hour, like say 11 hours contract or something like that. I mean, it's farcical kind of stuff.
You're also raising concerns about schools' readiness for the senior cycle reform this week. Why so?
Because a lot of our members are very worried that this is being rushed. I mean, we have been calling for a delay, a 1 year delay back to the original timeline. For the implementation of senior cycle. It was accelerated by the former minister, Minister Foley. So we'd like to go back to the original one, because there are a huge amount of questions around resourcing, around time for teachers, about how a lot of this can be implemented, and we haven't really got any answers. So we were very disappointed to hear of the minister who's going to plough on with this accelerated timeline. But because a lot of teachers, they look at their school and they go, geez, if we want to have a new science course coming in September, we don't have our labs up to spec to be able to deliver that, or we don't have the right equipment. And when we ask questions about how will all of this be rolled out, we're not getting answers, and our confidence is fairly shook in all of this.
Well, let's see what happens in the days and weeks ahead. David Waters, TOI President, thank you very much for joining us on Drive Time this evening.